94.5 CT Hayward. And always streaming on the Civic Media app.
ABC News. I'm Richard Cantu. Ukraine's Zelensky was in Washington. President Biden and he prodding Congress to agree to more military aid before year's end.
The timeline for Congress to pass Ukraine aid is tightening. House members now set to adjourn for the holidays tomorrow, followed by the Senate Friday. How and when President Biden and Republicans can strike a deal remains unclear, but Biden wants one done before the holidays, though Senate Republican leader Mitch McConnell says that's practically impossible.
ABC's Justin Finch. Federal Reserve governors meet today to decide what to do about the cost of money. Many analysts expect them to keep the current benchmark interest rate. The government reported inflation was just 0.1% from October to November. Since last November, it's running at 3.1%. Delegates to the COP28 climate summit in Dubai unanimously backed a call for the world to transition away from fossil fuels. This is ABC News.
For Civic Media News, I'm Nate Wiggehout. Here's what Wisconsin needs to know. The Universities of Wisconsin's Board of Regents is going for a do-over on a vote to unfreeze money for pay raises and building new buildings. They had rejected a deal between System President Jay Rothman and Assembly Speaker Robin Voss on Saturday. The Board of Regents will meet again Wednesday to vote on the same deal. In exchange for the money, the system would repurpose over 40 positions related to diversity, equity, and inclusion. Republican leaders on Tuesday said that the four unconfirmed regents could see their jobs on the line regardless of how they voted on Saturday. Governor Evers is encouraged by the possibility of more Amtrak service in Wisconsin. The state is getting $2 million from Washington to study increasing passenger train opportunities from the Twin Cities to Chicago up to the Fox Valley. I'm Nate Wiggehout, Civic Media News.
The Packers lose to the Giants. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. The Packers never really had it going on offense, losing 24-22 to the Giants in New York. The Pack were 6-point favorites heading into the game. Packers defensive back Carrington Valentine.
I didn't even know he was favorites, honestly. I don't focus on that. I mean, I just go in and give every opponent the respect.
Valentine recovered a rare fumble by the Giants running back Saquon Barkley. The Giants managed to get into field goal territory and were good from 37 as time expired. In the NBA, the Bucks went into overtime with the Bulls, but managed a 133-129 win at home over Chicago. Giannis scored 32 points.
We're just getting good shots. I think we were able to get to our spots, execute. Everybody was aggressive. Brooke was aggressive. Dame was aggressive. And we're just able to execute.
That's the Bucks, Giannis, and Tetukupo. With sports, I'm Mike Clemens.
The Civic Media Network of radio stations across Wisconsin. It's your hometown radio. Refreshed.
Bright sunshine expected today with highs around 33. Winds out of the southwest, 5 to 10 miles per hour. Clear skies and quiet again tonight, lows around 21. Daytime highs approaching 43 tomorrow. Ample sunshine expected. For Civic Media, I'm meteorologist Paul Trombley. Right now, 22.
Latrell spent more than 8 years in foster care. His world changed when he was adopted at 15 with help from the Dave Thomas Foundation for Adoption.
I think about how much we love him, and I wish we could have had him for his entire childhood.
The foundation is changing the lives of thousands of teens waiting in foster care. You can help. Learn more at DaveThomasFoundation.org.
One in four Americans today are living with a disability. I'm one of them. People with disabilities are extremely talented, resilient problem solvers that have so much to offer. And we've got a trusted ally on our side, an organization we can rely on, Easter Seals. Easter Seals is leading the way to full equity, inclusion, and access to healthcare, employment, and education for people with disabilities, families, and communities. That's my Easter Seals. Make it yours.
Learn more and get involved at EasterSeals.com.
Enjoying this local program? Find the complete Civic Media lineup at civicmedia.us or the Civic Media app. Rice Lake's choice for news, talk, and sports. The Buzz of the North, 910 AM WBZH.
FieldApparel.com.
Because we know your barn smells like money. This is the Midwest Farm Report with Pam Youngke.
I smell a beautiful day on the way for us in Wisconsin. Good morning, everybody. It's a Wednesday. Fabulous Farm Babe Pam Youngke. Glad to report sunshine on the way today. 40 is our expected high. Today, the winds shouldn't be quite as strong as they were yesterday. Just a little bit out of the west-southwest, about 8 miles an hour. Sunshine tomorrow, 49 degrees. Friday, partly sunny and 47. The weekend, a few more clouds in the forecast, and now a little bit of a chance of rain on Saturday, but still temperatures well above average. Stumacher, ag meteorologist, brings us all the details, including what kind of precipitation we could see this weekend. He's up in about 15 minutes. Did you know that in Wisconsin, if there are business items that are kind of trying to make their way through the state house, they have to get done or get out of the way? That's essentially what I learned yesterday visiting with Wisconsin Senator Joan Ballwick. There are a few items on her to-do list that need to be taken up January, February, or maybe March by the State House, or they have to start all over again. I've got details on that on the way.
Rural Mutual Assurance, keeping Wisconsin strong.
Get insurance from a company who knows Wisconsin and cares about your community. You may know Rural Mutual Insurance as the number one farm insurer, but did you know they also offer competitive home and auto rates? Visit ruralmutual.com to learn more about products and discounts.
Rural Mutual Insurance, keeping Wisconsin strong.
Innovation.
Freeing up your time for the holidays is at the top of our list. When you choose BioVet microbial and nutritional products to keep your livestock out of the sick pen and healthy, you'll enjoy more time with your family this holiday season. Many thanks and warm wishes from our BioVet family to yours. Learn more about how BioVet can save you time and money on your farm by calling 1-800-BioVet1 or visit bio-vet.com.
Innovation.
Wisconsin Farm Bureau Federation is proposing a new bill. The organization is asking the state legislature to allow them to offer Farm Bureau members health insurance. I'm Stephanie Hoff from the southern end of the world's longest barn in Madison. Wisconsin Farm Bureau's health plan would mirror seven other state farm bureaus that offer health insurance. It's meant to provide unique, affordable coverage to people who wouldn't otherwise qualify for affordable health care. Farmers fit this box, and farm families often have to hold an off-farm job to get health insurance. Farm Bureau's health plan would give them another option. Executive Director of Governmental Relations Jason Munyaini has more of those details.
This is a piece of legislation that would allow Wisconsin Farm Bureau to offer a health care product as a member benefit to our members. Right now, there are six or seven other state farm bureaus that currently offer their members a health coverage benefit through Farm Bureau. We'd like to bring that type of structure over to Wisconsin and have kind of a similar opportunity for our members to have a affordable, high-quality health coverage option. But we need legislation to be able to do that, and that's why we are asking people to connect with their legislators and tell them to support LRB 4676 to allow Farm Bureau health plans to exist.
What's not available now where you feel like you need this health care plan?
So the way that this kind of works is what the legislation would do is provide an exemption from state regulatory or state law to allow Farm Bureau to run a health plan that's not regulated by the Office of the Commissioner of Insurance. This allows us to do some, you know, cost containment measures like rating and other things to be able to provide a more affordable product. Now, this isn't going to be a solution that is going to be a one-size-fits-all for everybody. We're not looking to solve the problems within the healthcare industry. What we're doing is we're trying to plug a hole in the boat. And for people who make too much money to be able to, you know, have a healthcare subsidy through the Affordable Care Act or don't have access to an employer-based healthcare plan, there's really not a lot of options, and a lot of the options that are available are very expensive. What we've seen in other states, though, is that the flexibility in regulatory structure from Farm Bureau health plans can provide a product that's just as comprehensive, but is 30 to 60% less expensive on monthly premiums. We're out there saying Wisconsin Farm Bureau, as a long-standing organization that's existed for over 100 years, that has a structure that exists in other states, we're not going to reinvent the wheel, should have the ability to offer its members and self-employed individuals around the state a product that they can afford.
How is it being received so far in the state capitol?
So far, so good. I think we've gotten a lot of great feedback from not only just legislators, but other stakeholders, and a lot of our agricultural commodities have already expressed their support for the proposal. This is something that I think is needed, not just for agriculture, but really just for the state. There's currently 50,000 people who are uninsured that make more than 400% of the federal poverty level, and that's about $120,000 for a family of four household income, that are choosing to go uninsured. And that's mostly because the plans that are available without a subsidy are sometimes really expensive. So if we can provide something that gets people coverage that is a little bit more attainable in terms of cost, I think that that's a really good opportunity for an organization like Farm Bureau to be a known, trusted entity to be able to provide that.
As you've said, this isn't reinventing the wheel, because this is something other farm bureaus in other states have done. Mm-hmm. Give me an example of a state similar to Wisconsin that has worked.
So the best example is Tennessee. Tennessee has been operating a plan since 1947. They codified that in law in 1993, and they have about 100,000 people under covered lives under their health care plan. But more notably, Iowa did this. Just right over the river here, the state of Iowa initiated their plan either 2017 or 2018, and they've been able to offer members kind of a similar coverage model. They use, I think, Wellmark is the organization that they go through, so they have a little bit different provider than Tennessee and some of the other states, but you know, we're seeing that work for them to be able to provide their members with a health coverage option. And you know, in Tennessee, this has existed for, you know, decades, and we're seeing that that's an option that Tennesseans are choosing, and we'd like Wisconsinites to have a very similar opportunity.
How many of your members do you think would take advantage of something like this?
That's a good question. I hope a lot, but you know, I think it'll take time. I think it'll grow over time as we market ourselves to people. But the thing that I, you know, sitting here at annual meeting, the thing that as we're talking to folks about it that is coming through is, having another healthcare option available to farmers is something that they want. And if they choose to do it, if they choose not to do it, fine, but they would like the ability to have that option available to them if need be. And I think that that kind of rings through with a lot of people. I mean, how many of the members of Farm Bureau have had the conversation to say, you know, it's me or it's my spouse that has to go into town to get a job and just to get access to employer-based health care, versus making the choice they really want to make and being able to have both people on the farm engaging in agriculture.
Jason Muniaini along with us. He's the executive director of government relations with Wisconsin Farm Bureau Federation. The organization just introduced a bill that would allow Wisconsin Farm Bureau to provide members with a health coverage plan. Haley Sand is one of those members who stands to benefit from a health insurance option like this. Haley and her husband farm in northwest Wisconsin, but both have jobs off the farm, both for additional income and to have access to health insurance.
I definitely support the option to have health insurance through Farm Bureau. We diversified our farm as a means of having more income. So we have a rental that we have on our farm as well to help supplement it, because we can't necessarily cash flow adding on more ground and whatnot. We also have the fresh fruit and produce as another form of cash flow to add supplemental income to, you know, pay for the inputs, kind of a thing. And being young farmers, we have that loan that needs to get paid every year. So at the end of the day, at the end of the year, when you have those checks come in, like, that could be put towards equipment for others. Ours has to go towards our payment. So that extra money isn't really extra money. We can't put that towards, say, health insurance.
Haley Sand joining us, a Farm Bureau member out of Northwest Wisconsin, speaking to why this unique, affordable health insurance plan through Farm Bureau would benefit her family. Farm Bureau's health insurance plan won't be a one-size-fits-all. Director of Government Relations Jason Munyaini says the goal is to have a range of plans that fits a variety of needs.
We've seen other plans in other states offer plans that are between 30 and 60% less expensive. What is really kind of unique, though, is the flexibility that we'll have to be able to kind of put packages together. It's just like any other plan. There will be options that people can have if they want a higher deductible, if they want a higher premium but a lower deductible. We'll have the flexibility to be able to provide those types of products, as well as I think that we'll be able to provide people with traditional health insurance with a subsidy or with a kind of a rider for, you know, vision and dental as well. You can have a supplemental plan just for vision and dental. There's a lot of different opportunities to have this, but generally speaking, we think that these can be an affordable product that, you know, is going to be tailored to people's, you know, specific needs. So, I mean, there's going to be a lot of different options available through Farm Bureau health plans.
And just finally, Jason, give me a sense of a timeline here. When do you think this will go into effect if it garners support?
So if we can get this piece of legislation passed through the legislative session this year and start working, I believe that we'll have options available for coverage by the next enrollment period in 2024.
Jason Munyaini along with us. He's the Executive Director of Governmental Relations with the Wisconsin Farm Bureau Federation. The organization introduced a bill that would allow Farm Bureau to provide its members with a health coverage plan. And it's a model that's already working in seven other state farm bureaus. From the southern end of the world's longest barn in Madison, I'm Stephanie Hoff.
This is the Midwest Farm Report with Pam Youngke.
Sawyer County's choice for news, talk, and sports. The Buzz of the North, 910 AM WBZH. Be a part of the resistance. Check out the Paul Revere Show with Mark Thompson, Monday nights at 7 on the Buzz of the North, 910 AM WBZH, and on the Civic Media app.
Hi, we're the Goo Goo Dolls. We're fortunate that our daughters have what they need to grow and learn. But that isn't the case for nearly 13 million kids in the U.S. that struggle with hunger.
Childhood hunger is a heartbreaking reality that Feeding America is working to change. Each year, the Feeding America network of food banks rescues billions of pounds of good food that would have gone to waste and provides it to families and children in need.
You can help kids in need in your community by visiting feedingamerica.org.
Brought to you by Feeding America and the Ad Council.
Hey, son, how are you feeling?
I'm fine, Pops.
What's on your mind?
I can't explain it.
When your kid can't find the language, find the lyrics. Start a conversation at soundedouttogether.org. Brought to you by Ed Council and Pivotal Ventures.
This is your local Civic Media radio station. Want to hear even more? Anytime? Find all of it at civicmedia.us. From Birchwood to Poplar, this is the Buzz of the North, 910 AM WBZH, your home for news, talk, and sports.
If your workout includes baling hay and pitching pens, then you'll be comfortable right here. This is the Midwest Farm Report with Pam Youngke.
Lots of chores continue to get done across the state of Wisconsin. Today, you're going to see a little sunshine, I believe. Let's find out our Compure Financial Ag Weather Updates. Stumach Ag Meteorologist along with us. I had to find the sunglasses yesterday. I mean, it was beautiful. I know that we didn't necessarily get as warm as we might have liked, but that sunshine is just a nice pick-me-up.
Yeah, it was a beautiful sunny afternoon. Had to dig out my sunglasses. Temps yesterday, Pam, exactly 1 degree above normal at most locations. So pretty typical mid-December weather we had.
But it is improving, correct? I mean, we're going to get a little warmer, and then tell me what you see on the horizon as far as moisture this weekend, potentially.
Yeah, there is that potential out there as we look toward the weekend. Yes, it is going to get warmer as well. I mean, we should be at about 33 degrees or so. That's a normal high right now. We'll be in the upper 30s today and then upper 40s as we head toward Thursday and Friday. Some clouds built in, but there's a strong high pressure system just off to our south. So pretty quickly today, skies will be clearing out. Sunshine will turn out. A nice bright day indeed, with upper 30s, a very nice mid-December day. Now that high begins to slide a bit further east. In doing that, we'll see our winds become more west and southwest. That allows more mild air to build in so we don't cool as much overnight and then warm up even more for Thursday and Friday. But we know low pressure is going to edge in, a system that drops a cool front in from the north and could very well account for mostly we're going to talk rain across the southern half of Wisconsin. Some of that may develop late Friday night or into the day Saturday. From what I'm seeing, you know, a couple of tenths of an inch of possibility. So we will have a little more rain. I've got to make sure my rain gauge is emptied out this time. The last time we had that rain in the weekend, I hadn't cleared it out and had quite a bit more than I thought. And remembered, oh yeah, I got to empty that still at this time of the year. So we'll have some of that rain around here as we head through the weekend. We dry it out. Temperatures may cool a few degrees, but believe it or not, on toward the mid part of next week, still up toward the low 40s for daytime highs. A very mild spell settling in. Couldn't help but notice all the chisel plows running yesterday. Just a lot of work taking place still in eastern Wisconsin, taking advantage of the fact that that ground hasn't frozen or frozen that much, let's put it that way, and that we're still able to get out, still have some good traction and good enough weather to get more work accomplished. So a great sounding forecast, mild, certainly not wintry. I'll have those forecast details right after this.
Are you feeling a little rushed? The clock is ticking and you say your to-do list just gets longer with the holidays? Well, guess what? My answer, Bavaria Sausage. Fabulous Farm Babe Pam Yonke here to suggest you check out Bavaria Sausage both online at BavariaSausage.com or open Monday through Friday, 9 until 5 at their retail location, corner of Nesbitt Road, Fitchrona Road in Fritchburg. Why do I think they're the answer to your to-do list? Well, first of all, more than 1,500 items in the store that can help get you the answer you're looking for that tough gift recipient. Then there's all their fantastic gift boxes that range in size, that range in flavor. They'll take it from there. And don't forget, for that really difficult gift receiver, how about a gift card or an e-gift certificate? That's right. Your holiday to-do list is done. Thanks to Bavaria Sausage. Check it out online. BavariaSausage.com. There you go. All right, Stu, let's have that rest of that forecast.
Well, it's going to be pretty fine today, although some morning clouds, call it partly sunny west, even mostly cloudy east. All those clouds clear out. More sun breaks through. Another bright, shiny afternoon in store in the upper 30s, 38 or 39 degrees. Very fine. Winds becoming southwest about 5 to 10. Then with a clear sky overnight, we don't fall all that far. Lower 20s, you know, 23, 25, somewhere in that range. Southwest winds about 5. A sunny day Thursday. A beauty in the upper 40s, 47 or 48. Southwest winds still about 5 to 10. About the same Friday, although some clouds began to edge in. Partly sunny in those mid-upper 40s, 46, 48. Southwest winds about 5 to 10. Friday night into Saturday, a little rain, Pam, but like I said, could even be a couple of tenths of an inch up to a quarter, so could be a little more wet as we wrap up Saturday and start to Sunday.
You make a good point, though, about those rain gauges, because mine is, I see it out there in the snow. It's like, oh, note to self, let's double check if any damage has been done. But, you know, like we've said, not a lot of frost in the ground. Maybe a lot of rain gauges have still been able to survive despite being exposed.
No, mine was okay. It obviously had that ice cube in the bottom, but the last rain melted that out, so it's really clean now.
Yeah, that's good, yeah. For a change at this time of the year, no bugs floating around in it.
Yeah, yeah, everything's out.
Shouldn't be. All right, dude, sounds good. We'll catch up with you tomorrow and get more details then.
All right, see you then.
Sounds good. Stumach, ag meteorologist, along with us for your Compure Financial Ag Weather Update. Remember, Compure Financial really is your partner when it comes to agriculture and rural America. Always want to remind you to head on over to their website. They've got great resources there. They've also got all the information you need if you want to get connected with a local loan officer. Maybe it's tax time and you've got some questions. They've got staff ready to help. Compure.com. So what else is going on in your world? I see Stan's been texting me that they are going to try to do some tiling since there's no frost in the ground. Yeah, that's one project that obviously wouldn't normally be happening in Wisconsin around this time in December. Go ahead and let me know. The talk text line, 877-301-FARM. That's 877-301-3276. Coming up, somebody's got a big birthday happening today, and the world's probably talking about it. We've got details.
This is the Midwest Farm Report with Pam Youngke.
Your hometown station for news, talk, and sports. This is the Buzz of the North, 910 AM WBZH. The fastest hour in radio, serving truth, justice, and equality with every slice. Outside the Pizza Box with Pizza Box Mike. Friday nights at 7 on the Buzz of the North, 910 AM WBZH.
Timeout.
Oh, right. Remember, we're a team that plays together. Listen, the winning will take care of itself. We just have to get everyone involved.
In interscholastic sports, we celebrate what makes every one of us unique. And in the pursuit of a common goal, everyone in the huddle, in the bleachers, and in the community comes together. This message presented by the WIAA and the Wisconsin Athletic Directors Association.
Folks, I tell you this much, the Cripes Cast is just the butter on my cheese.
Mike and Pat, the hosts of the Crash Dummies podcast.
I was born in Nigeria, actually.
Yeah.
So, yeah, I was in Nigerian boarding school for like 3 years. It's like a prison sentence. We were trying to prison break our way out of there because they took our passports. So I was trying to like have people send me money so I can find a new passport.
Wait. You were in Nigeria trying to have people send you money?
Yeah, trying to escape.
Sounds familiar, doesn't it?
Cripes Cast every Saturday and Sunday at noon across Civic Media and on the Civic Media app.
If I could be you.
And you could be me.
For just 1 hour.
If you could find a way.
To get inside.
Each other's mind.
Walk a mile in my shoes.
Walk a mile in my shoes.
Walk a mile in my shoes.
We've all felt left out. And for some, that feeling lasts more than a moment. We can change that. Learn how at belongingbeginswithus.org. Brought to you by the Ad Council.
Walk a mile in my shoes.
Think you'd like working with us at Civic Media? We're having fun and moving fast to preserve hometown radio across Wisconsin. If you have the right skills to join our team, let's talk. Civic Media is a proud equal opportunity employer committed to diversity and inclusion, along with the growth and development of all current and future employees. If you're interested or are part of an organization who wants to know more, go to our website, civicmedia.us, and click on the Careers tab. You are listening to your local Civic Media radio station on air. Thank you. Did you know we are always streaming on TuneIn and the Civic Media app too? And if you miss a show or game, find it wherever you get your podcasts or on our website, civicmedia.us.
ABC News. I'm Richard Cantu. Ukraine's Zelensky was in Washington. President Biden and he prodding Congress to agree to more military aid before year's end.
The timeline for Congress to pass Ukraine aid is tightening. House members now set to adjourn for the holidays tomorrow, followed by the Senate Friday. How and when President Biden and Republicans can strike a deal remains unclear, but Biden wants one done before the holidays, though Senate Republican leader Mitch McConnell says that's practically impossible.
ABC's Justin Finch. Federal Reserve governors meet today to decide what to do about the cost of money. Many analysts expect them to keep the current benchmark interest rate. The government reported inflation was just 0.1% from October to November. Since last November, it's running at 3.1%. Delegates to the COP28 climate summit in Dubai unanimously backed a call for the world to transition away from fossil fuels. This is ABC News.
For Civic Media News, I'm Nate Wiggehout. Here's what Wisconsin needs to know. The Universities of Wisconsin's Board of Regents is going for a do-over on a vote to unfreeze money for pay raises and building new buildings. They had rejected a deal between System President Jay Rothman and Assembly Speaker Robin Voss on Saturday. The Board of Regents will meet again Wednesday to vote on the same deal. In exchange for the money, the system would repurpose over 40 positions related to diversity, equity, and inclusion. Republican leaders on Tuesday said that the four unconfirmed regents could see their jobs on the line regardless of how they voted on Saturday. Governor Evers is encouraged by the possibility of more Amtrak service in Wisconsin. The state is getting $2 million from Washington to study increasing passenger train opportunities from the Twin Cities to Chicago up to the Fox Valley. I'm Nate Wiggehout, Civic Media News.
The Packers lose to the Giants. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. The Packers never really had it going on offense, losing 24-22 to the Giants in New York. The Pack were 6-point favorites heading into the game. Packers defensive back Carrington Valentine.
I didn't even know he was favorites, honestly. I don't focus on that. I mean, I just go in and give every opponent the respect.
Valentine recovered a rare fumble by the Giants running back Saquon Barkley. The Giants managed to get into field goal territory and were good from 37 as time expired. In the NBA, the Bucks went into overtime with the Bulls, but managed a 133-129 win at home over Chicago. Giannis scored 32 points.
We're just getting good shots. I think we were able to get to our spots, execute. Everybody was aggressive. Brooke was aggressive. Dame was aggressive. And we're just able to execute.
That's the Bucks, Giannis, and Tetukupo with sports. I'm Mike Clemens.
Local radio for you and your community. It's Civic Media's mission with stations across Wisconsin. Find your favorites at civicmedia.us.
Looking for a reliable, fast, and unlimited internet provider? Look no further than Bug Tussle. Whether you're streaming, gaming, working, or learning, Bug Tussle has you covered.
Bright sunshine expected today with highs around 33. Winds out of the southwest, 5 to 10 miles per hour. Clear skies and quiet again tonight, lows around 21. Daytime highs approaching 43 tomorrow. Ample sunshine expected. For Civic Media, I'm meteorologist Paul Trombley. Right now, 23.
Looking for a reliable, fast, and unlimited internet provider? Look no further than Bug Tussle. Whether you're streaming, gaming, working, or learning, Bug Tussle has you covered. Bug Tussle has continued to serve the rural communities of Wisconsin for over 20 years by providing the most reliable, high-speed internet and excellent local customer service. Call 877-227-0924 or visit btussle.com to get started. Bug Tussle, we're out there because you're out there.
Sometimes I just cannot believe all the storms we've gone through here.
I can only hope that we'll be able to leave this house to you one day, baby. You're our legacy.
Planning for these disasters will make sure we're safe and is the best way to protect that legacy.
Protect your legacy. Visit ready.gov/plan for the tools and tips you need to start your emergency preparedness plan today. Brought to you by FEMA and the Ad Council.
US Kids presents What to Expect When You're Expecting a Teenager. Learning the lingo.
Jelly. Jelly adjective. Jelly is a shorter, better way to say jealous. As in, Chloe, I am like so jelly of your unicorn phone case.
You don't have to speak teen to be a perfect parent. Thousands of teens in foster care will love you just the same. Visit AdoptUSKids.org. Brought to you by the US Department of Health and Human Services, AdoptUSKids, and the Ad Council.
Don't let biased algorithms, or degree screens, or exclusive professional networks, or stereotypes, don't let anything keep you from discovering the half of the workforce who are stars. Workers skilled through alternative routes rather than a bachelor's degree. It's time to tear the paper ceiling and see the stars beyond it. Find out how you can make stars part of your talent strategy at tearthepaperceiling.org. Brought to you by Opportunity at Work and the Ad Council.
Radio keeps your community informed, entertained, and connected. It's what we're all about at the Civic Media Network of local radio stations.
We're having fun and moving fast to preserve hometown radio across Wisconsin.
This includes a commitment to news.
Now we want to invite you to join Civic Media's exclusive Facebook group, Wisconsin Breaking News. It's a place to share your community's news and chat with others from across the state about it.
Join the Facebook group, Wisconsin Breaking News, today. It's the perfect companion into your local civic media radio station. The Todd Albaugh Show.
Even Republican women, when they walk into that booth, that reversal of RVW is going to walk in with them, because that cuts to the very essence of what a woman is and what she can be and what she can decide. To speak in Wisconsin terminology, the reversal of Roe v. Wade is the right bower for Democrats. That's a Euchre reference.
That is spot on. You nailed it, John Roach, once again.
The Todd Albaugh Show, weekdays noon till 2 on your local civic media radio station and on the app. Up North News Radio with Pat Kreitlow.
Your soulmate is somebody who, when you get out of the McDonald's drive-thru, she'll do a picklectomy and take the pickles out of my cheeseburger and put extra pickles on hers.
I'm flummoxed, I'm flabbergasted, I'm quacking upset right now.
You're going to defend pickles?
Except for bread and butter pickles, those things are the devil.
Oh, see, now if I were going to try any of them, it would be...
Come on!
And this is why Greg and I are not married.
Weekday morning, 6 till 8 on your local civic media radio station and on the app. Hayward's choice for news, talk, and sports. The Buzz of the North, 910 AM WBZH.
Now, Dak could be MVP.
The 49ers are dirty when they're healthy. They're so they're good.
This is the Midwest Farm Report.
From field to fork and everything in between is why the kids from Wisconsin say it's a great way to start your day.
And I have to agree, it is a great way to start a Wednesday when you see sunshine in the forecast. It is the 13th day of December. We'll touch out today around 40 degrees. Even better tomorrow, sunshine and 49. Friday, mostly sunny, 47. Then Saturday, a little bit of a chance of rain in the forecast, 41. Sunday, mostly cloudy and 40 degrees. Even next week, we stay into the 40s and for the most part, pretty much dry. I'm glad you're along with us. I am Farm Director Pam Yonke. I'm talking with Senator Joan Bollwig from Marquesat. She's the chair of the Senate Agriculture and Tourism Committee about some business items that she'd still like to get done in this session. When I say this session, I mean when they start back to work January, February, and maybe into March if they don't have it all done. What I didn't realize are some of the great ideas that you might have helped advance on at the state capitol, if they don't actually get action before the session ends in March, well, guess what? They got to start it all over again. Ooh, that's a lot of work. Stick around for that conversation. I'm Pam Yonke. So today is the 13th day of December. What can I tell you? Let's see, on this day, back in 2003, Saddam Hussein was captured. It was called Operation Red Dawn. Happened on this day back in 2003. On this day in 1972, the last human landing on the moon took place. Apollo 17. It was the last mission of the United States Apollo Lunar Landing Program. Also, the sixth and last time humans landed on the moon back in 1972. Did you know that? Let's say happy birthday today to actor-comedian Dick Van Dyke, 98 years young and still going pretty strong. Actor Steve Buscemi, 66. Jamie Foxx, the comedian and actor, he's 56 today. And for all you Swifties out there, and in this day and time, is there anybody that doesn't know the name Taylor Swift? She is 34 years young today. And now you know. It's a Wednesday. That means it's time for us to catch up with our friends from the Steffes Group. That's Steffes Group.com. That's the website where you want to turn to find all the latest as far as announced sales and also interesting tidbits behind the scene about the company. Some new acquisitions I see as well. And of course, looking forward into 2024. You want to give them a call? They always welcome that. 800-726-8609. That's 800-726-8609. Ashley Hune along from the Steffes Group with us. Hey, before we jump into everything that's going on, I mentioned that acquisition, Bear Auction Service. How in the world does one auction service acquire another? It's kind of interesting, and it really speaks to the reputation of the Steffes Group, doesn't it?
Yeah, well, that's been a kind of a long-term relationship. Paul Bear's brother own Worldwide College of Auctioneering, and him and Scott are friends. And so his brother ran a real estate auction company in Northern Iowa, and they've had some turnover within their groups. And so he came to us and says, well, we want to be a part of Cephas. So we knew him, and they're good people down there. So that was a real easy decision for us.
Funny how the world of agriculture, folks, it is a very, maybe it's a very powerful industry as far as money and what it gets done, but boy, it's a small group of people, and there's a perfect example. All right, Ashley, I'm surprised you've got any voice left with all the negotiating and the contract signing you've been taken care of. You're in that holy Lord home stretch trying to get these acquisitions done before the end of the tax year. Tell me a little bit about what's still on the docket.
Yeah, I feel like we're running with our hair in fire, really. And in our Monday morning meeting, we talked that there's still 77 auctions to yet conduct in the month of December before the end of the year. Of course, we're going to knock out 25 or so this week across the company. But, you know, what does that look like? As far as the equipment side of things, you're looking at still 270 tractors to sell, 78 combines. And if you look on our website, there's still several dealer auctions that are going to be conducted here in the next couple of weeks. And, you know, this last week, people just keep calling and calling, hey, how do I get something on that year-end sale you got going on? So that auction just keeps growing by the minute.
Excellent. Well, and again, like we said, folks, when it comes to tax purposes and looking ahead, a lot of folks want to try to get that business done by the end of the calendar year. That's another area, Ashley, where the Cephas Group really shines, being able to take care of all those details in a timely fashion.
Yeah, and really, you know, we get asked all the time, you know, we represent sellers, you know, when's the best time to sell? And I will say fourth quarter, month of December, it just gets hot every year.
Mm-hmm. But I've got to believe that 2024, not exactly, you know, sitting still. I mean, this online virtual platform allows people to conduct business comfortably year-round. 2024 is starting to pick up momentum, too?
Yeah, it is. I mean, we've booked some really nice auctions for June already. It's kind of funny how that works. You know, we had a couple nice weeks here in the past that were warmed up and stuff, and guys pulled the trigger and said, hey, let's get out and take some pictures for next year already.
Excellent. Yeah, like you said, and the staff's always there to try to help you. If you're mulling over the idea of a sale, maybe it's a partial dispersal, something like that. You've heard the Cephas Group story here in the past, how they're happy to work with you no matter what. The best place to go and take a look at all your options, StephasGroup.com, StephasGroup.com. Or as I said, pick up the phone and call them, 800-726-8609. Despite the time coming to an end for 2023, prices staying pretty firm, Ashley?
Yeah, they really are. There's a few high-hourd stuff that maybe has cooled off or plateaued, however you want to put that. But, you know, when you're talking tractors with less than 1,000 hours on, things like that, still very strong. There's nothing to compare those to. Except for a new one, of course.
Right.
So that's, you know, and you talked about going into 24, you know, time will tell, but farmers still need equipment to farm. It still wears out. And so we'll see.
Yeah. That's exactly why we talk to him every week. Ashley Hewen along with us from the Cephas Group. Again, you want to find anything, literally anything that you're looking for, from collector items right on through to that model that's ready to pull in a field or onto a farm today. CephasGroup.com has got the complete listing. And don't forget their downloadable app that allows you to search for specific equipment and keep you posted whenever anything moves. CephasGroup.com, StephasGroup.com, or call them 800-726-8609. Ashley Hewen along with us from the Cephas Group.
Innovation, that's BioVet.
Freeing up your time for the holidays is at the top of our list. When you choose BioVet microbial and nutritional products to keep your livestock out of the sick pen and healthy, you'll enjoy more time with your family this holiday season. Many thanks and warm wishes from our BioVet family to yours. Learn more about how BioVet can save you time and money on your farm by calling 1-800-BioVet1 or visit bio-vet.com.
Innovation.
I never thought that I'd go from being the reporter in my local FFA chapter to being a farm broadcaster serving the state of Wisconsin, and I wouldn't have it any other way. I'm Stephanie Hoff for the Midwest Farm Report, proud to be delivering farm and agribusiness news to you on the airwaves. From myself and my husband Conway, we want to wish you a very Merry Christmas and a Happy New Year. And from all of us at Midwest Farm Report, thanks for listening.
So far, the markets are not looking real healthy on a Wednesday morning. We've got March corn down 3 at 482. January soybeans are down a dime at 1313. July new crop wheat currently down 6, 636 a bushel. Yesterday in Chicago, the barrel cheese dropped 5¾ cents to 149 and a quarter. 40-pound block cheese down 2 at 158. With AA butter yesterday dropping a full 7½ cents again, down to 250 a pound. The fluid milk contract for January, class 3, down 2, 1627 a hundredweight currently. So off to a soft start for all of our commodities. Coming up next, they've been busy, but now they're on a bit of a break trying to regroup. What's getting done at the State House that could impact Wisconsin agriculture? Talking about that next with Wisconsin Senator Joan Ballwig from Marquesan.
This is the Midwest Farm Report with Pam Yonke.
Rice Lake's choice for news, talk, and sports. The Buzz of the North, 910 AM WBZH.
Hi, I'm Pete Schwabe, an actor, writer, director, and comedian. Join me for my new show, Nightlight, here on the Civic Media Radio Network. We'll chill after a long day in traffic, talking politics, or trying to look busy at work. We'll talk movies, TV, theater, music, and lots of fun Wisconsin stuff. So mix an old-fashioned and join the discussion. We'll go from Wisconsin to Hollywood and back, and you can still be in bed by 10. It's Nightlight with Pete Schwabe, weeknights from 8 to 10. On the Buzz of the North, 910 AM WBZH.
The Devil's Advocates Radio Show.
Dane County Executive Joe Parisi. Joe, let me ask you. You've made a little news. You have declared what in regard to the Twitter, now known as the X, and the Dane County Municipal accounts. Joe, have you banned Twitter?
Well, we're no longer going to be using Twitter, I think is probably the...
Is that the same as banning Twitter, sir?
The Devil's Advocates Radio Show. Weekday afternoons from 4 till 6 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app. Your news, conversations, and a whole lot of fun. It's all on your local Civic Media radio station or the Civic Media app. Sawyer County's choice for news, talk, and sports. The Buzz of the North, 910 AM WBZH.
Visit mhimaging.com.
If you've ever driven a tractor, you are her friend. This is the Midwest Farm Report with Pam Yonke.
Wisconsin Senator Joan Ballwig from Marquesan, always kind enough to join us. Even when there's not an official session underway, there is always something to keep an eye on when it comes to the state capitol. Joan, as we said, one of the sessions concludes. Now you're having a lot of committee meetings, looking forward to January when everybody's back in session. But there were a few bills that were very important to you that were signed into effect, many of them because your Senate committee, your chair of the Senate Committee on Agriculture and Tourism. It's kind of a, there's a lot of different programs that come together to serve both audiences, if you will. Tell me a little bit about your concentration this last time around on the needs in rural communities and across the state for mental health and some of the challenges it brings.
Absolutely. So we've heard a lot during COVID especially, but our numbers for people taking their lives by suicide continue to rise, especially in our male middle-aged populations. And we try to do the best we can in our rural areas to get the word out that there is help for folks. 988 is that national telephone and texting number where you can call in to talk to someone to find out what your local resources are. But of course, we have a shortage of people that do that kind of work. So we in our local areas, many times supported by our local sheriff's department and public health departments, do suicide prevention work. Well, a bill that I had authored with Representative Nancy Vandermeer from the Toma area. After 3 years of trying, we finally got this passed. And what it does, it provides for regional or county organizations, such as our county sheriff's department, to apply for a grant, a matching grant, so that they have a little bit of money to help out when they want to do their suicide prevention work. Many times when you see a suicide prevention walk that is planned, usually in September, Suicide Prevention Awareness Month, in talking to one of my sheriffs, my Adams County sheriff, he told me that, well, the money that we have for this comes from the selling the lunches at the walk or any donations that come in. There's just more that we could do in making sure that people are aware where they can get help in their local communities.
You know, Joan, I've got to ask you, and I don't want to catch you off guard, but it's something we've talked about before. Those firefighters, those emergency responders, the police force in rural communities, they have been under increased stress, not just trying to provide the kinds of services you alluded to, but just providing services in general. Is that something that you think is going to catch any attention come 2024, how we can shore up those emergency services in rural areas?
That is something else that we have worked on over the last couple of years, and there's a couple of bills that are coming through the legislature right now. The concern always has been for those folks that they were seen as the ones who are the tough guys, just suck it up. Well, they are people too. They see a lot of terrible things, and they take that home with them. We are having more work that's done in our local departments to do debriefings to help folks. But one of the bills that is coming through right now that I started a couple years ago and now is led by Senator Jesse James, if you go to your police chief or sheriff or your fire captain and it's made aware that you're looking for some kind of therapy or help to get through some of the trauma, and not necessarily for a particular incident, but it could be long time accumulation of things, that it doesn't mean that they're going to take you offline. Yes, we want to make sure that you are healthy enough to do your job, but just because you are seeking some counseling or some help doesn't mean that you're no longer fit for duty.
Mm-hmm. Now, we mentioned the mental health aspects of what was signed into law, critical in your area, Joan. And now as you set your sights on not just the committee work that you're trying to piece in here before the holidays and then the beginning of the January session, tell me a little bit about what you see developing, what people might want to keep an eye on in the new calendar year.
Well, we have January and February for floor session coming up. And the way this works in Wisconsin, anything that is started in a particular session has to finish by the time we get done to our January, February, and possibly March floor sessions, or it is done and has to start all over again with the new year. So there are a couple of things that are halfway through or partially through the procedure, like the dairy hauling permits that we've talked about for so that liquid whey can be transported at the same weight as fluid milk. We also have a biofuel bill that I'm leading, trying to encourage more of our more of the folks that are making that fuel available so that it could be a higher level of ethanol. Of course, we're still trying to push through the some additional funding for a short course out at UW River Falls. They have started their fall course, but they're looking to build on that, of course. And we're in the final stages of getting that carbon calculator passed through my committee. That should be hopefully before Christmas or first of the year, and then get that to the Senate floor and onto the Assembly. So it's all a bit about just getting these things that are rolling, getting them to the finish line.
And Is this a good time of the year for people to approach you, Joan, if they've got other ideas? And we just got done with the Farmers Union Convention, the Farm Bureau Convention. Is this an appropriate time to still reach out to you when it comes to either items already being discussed or something new?
Well, items that are already being discussed, any help that can be provided to push them over the finish line would be great. If there are new and innovative ideas, something that hasn't been worked on, we're going to be working on all of those things through the summer and into the fall, so that hopefully we have stakeholders and coalitions ready to go when it comes to January of 2025. I know it seems like a long way away, but if you really want to do a thorough job and make sure that there's no pitfalls when you bring a proposal forward, it takes time to make sure everybody understands where you're going and why. And it takes a while to do that. And I'd encourage folks that are working on projects or have some ideas to bring them forward, and we'll see how we can get them into the process.
Yeah, like you said, it's not that far away. Senator Joan Balwig along with us, as always, from Marcus Ad. Joan, I know that it's hard, but I hope that you can parse off some good quality time with friends and family for the holiday. We appreciate you.
Absolutely. That's the plan.
Good.
Happy holidays to you and all your listeners.
Excellent. Senator Joan Balwig, kind enough to join us again, the chair of the Senate Agriculture and Tourism Committee, keeping us up to date on what's been accomplished so far for calendar year 2023. And as she said, looking forward to the new calendar year. Tomorrow, we look forward to talking with our buddy Mike North. He is one of the broker analysts with EverAg. Have a great Wednesday.
This is the Midwest Farm Report with Pam Yonke.
From Birchwood to Poplar, this is the Buzz of the North, 910 AM WBZH, your home for news, talk, and sports.
The 2023 U.S. corn crop was a whopper and gets high marks for quality. That's next on Farm to Fork. With its increased efficiency and lower fuel costs, ag producers know that propane is better for their bottom line. And now direct payouts can impact your bottom line with the Propane Farm Incentive Program. Participate and you could receive payouts like up to $5,000 for propane irrigation engines and prime power generators, and up to $2,000 for propane building heat systems. Apply today at propane.com/farmincentive. Spring is just around the corner, and there's still time to upgrade to the latest technology from Ag Leader. From SureForce Downforce Control and SureSpeed High Accuracy Planting Systems to RightSpot Individual Nozzle Control for your sprayer, Ag Leader has you covered. Upgrade now and reap the benefits this season. Contact your local Ag Leader dealer or visit agleader.com. The U.S. Grains Council reports the 2023 corn crop was the largest ever, and it gives the crop high marks for quality. The Council's Manager of Global Strategies and Trade, Alexander Grabois, says corn farmers had nearly perfect weather during the growing season.
Because of this, the corn is able to dry quicker, and in some areas where artificial drying will sometimes happen, it wasn't needed. And that helped limit the amount of stress from heat damage, as well as less handling that would normally be needed or undertaken when you artificially or heat dry the grain.
Grabois says corn kernel quality was exceptional.
Broken corn foreign materials was lower than usual. It's certainly the lowest in our 5-year and even 10-year average. And this does in many cases have a direct correlation with the weather.
The grain also had fewer contaminants.
Aflatoxin, which is probably one of the more common mycotoxins seen in U.S. corn, 99.5% of our samples fell within the FDA regulations that would allow for it to be in good condition.
Grabois says U.S. corn is looking good to international customers.
Overseas, what we find is that U.S. corn is known as a very consistent and stable option, and it also presents a lot of benefits as far as performance.
That's Farm to Fork. I'm Darrell Anderson.
This is your hometown radio, Refreshed, keeping you informed, entertained, and connected locally across the Civic Media Network. B Be a part of the resistance. Check out the Paul Revere Show with Mark Thompson, Monday nights at 7 on the Buzz of the North, 910 AM WBZH, and on the Civic Media app. As Goes Wisconsin with Kristen Bry.
Anybody who's ever breastfed a child knows that breast milk is liquid gold. Preserve it at all costs.
Oh, that's what Kristen was talking about. Yeah. Freezing it, like pumping, freezing. She's like, I have bricks of it. I'm like, this sounds like a reboot of Breaking Bad. Like, this is.
In the breast
breaking
milk.
Breast. Breaking, breaking breast.
Breaking breast. Well done.
As Goes Wisconsin with host Kristen Brock. Weekdays 10 till noon on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app. As Goes Wisconsin with Kristen Brock.
Earl Ingram was giving Thanksgiving turkey cooking tips. Apparently, if you use your thumb and put an imprint on the turkey breast, if it bounces back, it's fresh. If it doesn't, it's frozen.
If you see a guy wandering around a grocery store in Madison doing things to turkeys, you'll know who it is.
I just gotta find myself a freshie.
As Goes Wisconsin with host Kristen Brock. Weekdays 10 till noon on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app.
It's easy to listen to your favorite local radio
this
station.
This is the Buzz of the North. WBZH 910 AM, W245 CT Hayward, and always streaming